Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
This is like an eight-year-old's dream. If they were living in 1992, the last Blockbuster video store in the world is in Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
And next month, three families will get to stay there overnight and watch as many movies as they want on VHS.
That's so funny.
I have no idea. The owners are basically renting it out for free on Airbnb for three nights next month. They're only charging $4 a night, which is the same price they would charge to rent one movie. That turned out to be, they turned part of the store, I guess, into like a 90s themed living room with a non-widescreen TV.
It's so fun.
It looks really cool. Natalie put the story up on our Q102 Facebook page yesterday. If you want to click the link there.
It's the projection TV, kind of.
It looks neat, though, doesn't it? It does kind of look like your living room at your grandma's house with that giant entertainment system.
It looks like a living room set from the 1990s.
Yeah. I'm glad you showed us that, because at the beginning of this story, it's like, why the hell would anyone want to stay in a dirty old carpeted room with a bunch of rows of old movies that everyone has touched in COVID time?
Oh, no,
sounds like absolute hell. Why would anyone want to do that? But now, since they've actually converted it into a movie watching series.
Yeah, that actually looks really nice.
The couch is covered in plastic, actually.
It's a pull-out couch. It's got a beanbag chair in it. It's got an authentic VCR, working VCR. And they'll have it stocked with candy and snacks. And, of course, they'll be disinfecting the whole store after each family checks out. You have to live in the area to participate in this. And there's no word if they plan to open it up to more people later on. But Sandy Harding has been the manager since 2004. She says the only reason they're still in business is because that particular community is just, they go out of their way to keep renting movies from them.
I love that.
Because
too.
they're into the nostalgia of it all. It's fun for them.
Yeah. And they like it. They probably like being the last store in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
They don't want it to close.
In the picture, you can see over to the side, they do still have the old shelf with tons of VHS on it.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So they wanted to do something fun to say thank you to the community.
That's cool.
Yeah, one thing you can do is call for movie recommendations. Netflix has algorithms, so they launched a kind of a jokey ad campaign this year for Blockbuster Callgorithms, you know, where people call in and kind of, you know, make their recommendations, I guess. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of a neat story.
If you close your eyes and think of what the 90s was, that's what the room's going to look like. What more fun way to do that than to come in and experience a night in Blockbuster, have a sleepover, have the old big console television, have the VCR, have the popcorn, have the whole experience, kind of like we did in the 90s.
So there you go, guys. You can literally call the store, talk to a real person, tell them what kind of movies you like, and they will suggest stuff just like they used to back in the day when you could actually call a number, get a human being, and have them talk to you.
Would they suggest movies? I mean,
yes.
I remember going there, but I don't think we ever called. So if you called and said, like, I'm looking for an action-packed something I can watch with my kids.
Yeah, and quite often they'd say, well,
Incredibles or whatever.
Yeah, here are the big action movies that we've been renting, or here are the top 10 action movies that we got right now. But then a lot of times, you know, whoever the individual was behind the desk, I would get recommendations all the time, like, dude, have you ever seen this movie? Have you ever seen War Room? You should check this out. This is really good. This is one of the best movies in our store that no one's watching. In other news that didn't make the news this morning, Halloween is coming. Seems like it's a little early to be celebrating Halloween. We all know Halloween season.
I don't even know how many fall decorations there are available for purchase at any of the arts and craft stores at this point, because they brought in all Christmas. So for some people, their Halloween shopping is already done.
Oh. Well, Halloween displays and candy, I guess, are hitting stores throughout the country, according to CNN Business.
Wow.
And this is all happening about 3 weeks earlier than usual. There are two main reasons for it, they say. One, since there's less of a focus on back to school this year with, you know, millions of kids not necessarily going back into the classrooms just yet, the stores have extra room. And two, since trick-or-treating is likely going to be limited or possibly non-existent in some places this year, the candy brands and the stores are trying to use these extra weeks up front to sell more candy so Halloween isn't a total loss. In other words, you might as well go to town on an entire bag of pumpkin-shaped Reese's Peanut Butter Cups on August 12th because they'll be available.
They'll be available. I wonder what Halloween will look like this year.
You know, yeah, we'll see.
I saw an idea somewhere where it was like, well, this is the year that all of your kids put on their costumes and they just line up on the sidewalk and then adults drive by and throw candy at them.
That's funny.
That sounds good.
I'm in.
I like a Memorial Day parade when the fire truck just whips some Tootsie Rolls out.
Yes. Peg kids in the head with a Snickers bar.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember everybody being jazzed, though, because Halloween is on a Friday or a Saturday this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can actually have real trick-or-treating. Your kids can stay up late. They don't got to rush home from work, rush to school. You could have some epic Halloween parties.
Yeah, you know what will happen, though? It's like all of the candy that they get. They're not going to be able to eat any of it because they can't touch the packaging because somebody else touched the packaging. So they're going to have to leave the candy sit for 72 hours.
I was going to say, you can't just leave it out and have them collect it.
I think it's going to go on as normal. We are burnt out on COVID right now. We've only been doing it since April. You think by the time we get to October, people are going to be like, yeah, let's wash all the candy.
It's going to totally depend, you know?
That's true.
I think it depends on what the numbers are at that point. You know, by October, it feels like most kids will go back to school because they're delaying it, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks or whatever it is. So maybe by October 31st, people will be back in school. More people will be working. The adjustments will have been made. We'll be further along, possibly with like a cure vaccination. I mean, that's, you know, even though we're like, oh, it's so close, it's still a little ways away for something that evolves so quickly.
I think it also depends on the neighborhood because, Chris, you know, we live in a residential neighborhood. But I have to tell you, the last couple of years, Kristen has seen a real decline in the amount of kids going out trick-or-treating. And part of that could be just, you know, the neighborhood has matured and the kids are aging out. So there's less of them. So maybe that would be different in a subdivision that maybe had more little kids in it. But yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. What else do we have here this morning? Let's talk candy. Since we're talking about Halloween, doesn't Brox know there are tons of people out there who already think candy corn is nasty? Brox created a new flavor of candy corn this year, which people have... Is there anybody in the room that likes candy corn?
I'm good with it.
If it's new and not been sitting around for months...
I'm good with it.
It's okay.
It's that candy that if all the other candy is gone and that's all that's left, it'll do.
Oh, it tastes like wax to me.
It'll do.
Tastes good with some peanuts.
Yes, I was going to say, I like it when it's the combo. I don't really enjoy it. Like, I wouldn't just be like, oh, let's eat that candy corn, but I love the peanut... candy corn combo.
You know what I love are those other candies, and what are they called? It's the same stuff that's in the candy
Mallow
corn.
Mallow creams?
But yes, but pumpkins. I like the little yellow ones, the yellow banana ones, and then the little orange
pumpkins.
Oh,
the autumn mix.
The autumn mix, that is the one. I love the yellow banana ones.
You were ever thinking, hey, who buys the autumn mix? Right over here.
Jen Jordan.
But I don't touch the black ones. I don't like the black ones.
On the way home from Noodles and Company,
she's in the mood for something a little sweet. Well, Brox created a new flavor of candy corn this year, which people have started spotting at Walgreens drugstores around the country. And the flavor is turkey dinner.
I don't know.
That's right. Turkey dinner flavored candy corn.
Disgusting.
The candy corn in each bag has all different flavors, including green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce.
It's not candy if it tastes like meat and vegetables.
Ew, and it's gross looking. Like, it's like a brown.
Ginger glazed carrots.
It's all a ploy to get you to buy the regular kind.
Sweet potato pie and stuffing.
I bet the sweet potato one is good. Look at the colors of it, though.
It is kind of surprising that Brox is still in business.
Oh, what is they make that? So many yummy
like
little candies.
What?
Like the hard
and
ones.
Neapolitan candies.
Ew, not those.
Is that the brown?
I think so. I don't know what
they're
called.
The brown, like coconutty.
Dude, I remember going when they would have the mix and you could get all the, you can make your own bag or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I remember going there, but remember they used to have the piece of gum that was like covered in hard candy. It was like the original Blow Pop, but without the stick. So you would suck on it and then chew it. And it was gum.
The elderly are keeping Brock's in business.
Yes, with the bridge mix.
Right.
I do like jelly
beans. You make jelly beans.
Also, last year, Mountain Dew released a mystery flavor for Halloween. And that Mountain Dew flavor turned out to be candy corn flavored Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow.
My teeth are hurting.
I did not tell you the last time I had Mountain Dew. And I used to drink a 2-liter bottle of that a day.
Oh, wow.
I had issues.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
And now she pours half of a quart of sugar into her coffee
that
each morning.
That is an exaggeration.
No, it's not. I like this. I can't drink Mountain Dew. It's too sweet. Hand me the sugar for the coffee.
She doesn't use packets. She has a canister.
All righty.
Well, last year, the Mountain Dew flavor, mystery flavor, was candy corn. If you missed out on it or you need something to shake up life these days, Mountain Dew is releasing a new mystery flavor this Halloween, and that should hit stores next month. It is the future of fashion, and a company called Tribute Brand has released a new $700 shirt called Zezzy.
I don't know if I could ever spend $700 on a shirt.
No,
even
if
I had tons of money.
What if it was a limited edition?
It would have to be so special.
You better never tell us if you do. That's all I'm going to say.
Really? You wouldn't want to know?
No. Nope.
Hear me out. Let me explain what this is. This is a special shirt, Jen.
Okay.
This is a virtual shirt.
What does that mean?
If you pay the $700, you don't get an actual shirt. They'll just Photoshop it onto you in a picture. They're calling it contactless fashion. This is the thing now, Jen. You got to stay on the cutting edge of fashion.
We're not going anywhere and we're not doing anything. So the only places that we're being seen is on social media. And don't you want to look good?
Yes. This is called contactless
commercial.
This is a real sign of the times. They also sell more affordable virtual clothes for $30 to $99.
Well, that seems a little more reasonable.
They even have a few virtual outfits on their website that are marked as sold out.
Can these outfits make me look like I'm a size 4?
Yes, they can.
Might be worth the money.
They will Photoshop it onto you in a picture. I have to warn you, though, from the examples we've seen, they're not that good at Photoshop.
No.
You may not be pleased with the results. But a guy by the name of Joe Garcia from Pasadena, California, spent $60 on a virtual shirt and pants and says, I get people asking me all the time, where did you get those pants? They don't even realize they're cyber.
They're cyber. They're not even, it's not even my butt in them.
Cyber.
I wonder what they look like, though.
Once the company started getting press attention for the $700 shirt, they temporarily pulled it down. As of now, it's still not listed, but Fox News did get a picture of the $700 shirt and showed some other examples of Tribute's virtual outfits. And these are designed for the person who wants to stay on the cutting edge of fashion. Future fashion, staying ahead of the times, being a trendsetter. A dirty Tupperware hack is racking up millions of views on TikTok, you guys, and people swear it works.
I saw this.
So the next time, you know, like how you keep, say, leftover spaghetti.
Oh, and it stains the Tupperware.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you got like that sauce residue that you just can't seem to get rid of, no matter how much soap and hot water you use.
Well, they mix it orange for all eternity.
Right.
Right. So the next time a piece of Tupperware is really greasy or gets stained red, here's what to do. Squirt a little bit of dish soap in there. Fill it about a third of the way up with warm water. Rip up a paper towel and put a few pieces in there. That's supposed to be the part that makes the real difference.
Yeah, because it collects all the grease, is what they're saying. Like the greasy, Because that's kind of like what it is, right? When you have the tomato sauce residue, it's like leftover grease.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it absorbs the grease and the color, the stain, I guess. So, yeah, you rip up the paper. So, again, screw a little bit of dish soap in there. Fill it up about a third of the way with warm water. Rip up a white paper towel. Put a few pieces in there. That's supposed to be the part that makes the difference. Close the lid and shake it for about 45 seconds to a minute. Rinse it out. You're done.
I watched the whole video, and in the video, it works. Like, it made me want to try it at home.
The thing that they're not clear about is I don't know that that necessarily works on older stains that have been kind of like baked in the dishwasher.
Fresh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe it does. I'm not saying it doesn't. That has not been made clear to me. And it might be harder if the Tupperware got stained in the microwave because it was kind of baked in. But people who've tried it say it's not perfect, but it does make a significant difference. So yeah. Before you spend the money to replace any Tupperware, that might be worth a shot.
Huh. I'm with you, though. I think it's got to be fresh.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.